This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, and Tim and I are taking over again. We are live on Facebook at our website, therealside.com, where you can join a chat room and talk to others on the radio, while you're listening to the radio, or join us on multiple websites, including Facebook Live. If you want to call in, call 855-732-5563. Now, today, I'm sure many of you heard that Cory Booker was defiant. He was going to defy the rules, and he was going to stand up and risk his Senate seat and risk expulsion because he was going to release confidential records that were part of the Kavanaugh Supreme Court justice hearing. And, you know, he had everyone going. I'm sure all of his supporters were like, yeah, you go, you do it. And all the United States Democrats were like, yes, we stand by Cory Booker. Well, come to find out, the big bold lion was really nothing but a cowardly lion. Because it turns out those confidential files he was gonna risk his career as a U.S. senator over were already released at 4 o'clock this morning. This is what the Democrats do. And this should be a wake-up call to anyone who supports them. Because they knew that these documents were released. They knew that these were gonna be given out to the public. For the public to see. Yet Cory Booker stood there and said he was going to do something so that would cause so much trouble that he would get could get expelled from the Senate. And in reality, none of it was true. And he led voters to believe and his supporters to believe he was doing something so great. When he knew all along he wasn't. He thinks so little of Democrat voters and his supporters that he intentionally lied to them to try to gin them up to believe he was doing something so great. What does that say about him and the Democrats who stood by him? But more importantly, what does that say about his supporters? How many times are Democrats going to let elected politicians treat them like absolute crap before they finally walk away? Because that's what Booker did, that's what the Senate Democrats did, and that's what Democrats do on a regular basis. They think so little of their own supporters. Never mind everybody else. They think so little of their own actual supporters that they intentionally lie to them and make them look like fools. Because these politicians don't care if they look like fools. Because half the media won't even say anything. Half the media will support them in whatever they're saying. And only some media will call out their lies. But what about the supporters? At what point do Democrats say enough is enough? We are not going to be treated like this by these people because they are absolutely harming us by making us repeat their mantra that they say without telling us anything more. So it's really important for people to take a real hard look at what these Senate Democrats are doing during this Supreme Court justice hearing, because this is just a myopic view. This is one small view that's, you know, right in the spotlight right now that is not... It's an actual small view of the bigger picture of what Democrats do all the time and what they've been doing for years to their own supporters. They do it about gun control. They do it about welfare. They do it about immigration. They do it about history. They do it about education. Anything you can imagine someone will lie about, Democrats do it. And this was just... one instance, a huge, huge instance, because this is what's popular and in the public spotlight right now. You have lunatics disrupting the hearings, and they don't even know what they're talking about. You have people making all sorts of claims about Kavanaugh or his record, and they don't know what they're talking about. They're lying. Anyone in the United States can go ahead and look at the opinions that Kavanaugh wrote as a judge in multiple cases. And what the Democrats and what the left are saying is basically the opposite of what he actually wrote in his opinions. It's there for everyone to see. I'm sure political opinions from judges and justices aren't exactly light reading, but You can read them and try to understand what's going on, and you can know, and you can look up the laws, and you can look up other opinions and other precedent to know that the Democrats are lying. This is a huge problem. You can never, ever, ever have an honest discussion with an opponent to try to find some middle ground if they are continue to lie. All right, we'll be right back. This is Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm filling in at Kimberly Marin, and we will be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm not Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check out therealside.com. We have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show on the go. With me right now is Corey Duncan, Joe's regular guest. He's from the Grassroots Conservative Association. Welcome, Corey.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you, and it's a true pleasure to have you on tonight. I'm glad we got somebody else out of the way. So good. Now we can change the name of the show. No,
we could totally take over the show.
It's a mutiny.
Exactly. So Corey. how are you handling all the crazy that's going on?
Well, you know, one thing is I'm part of the movement now is we're more focused towards the youth of America. We still give our commentary about some of the silliness and the idiots that we see in this circus that's going on in D.C. It's really. You used to think you had to go and see the circus, but now all you have to do is just turn on the television and just on CNN or Fox, and you just have to sit back and just watch it. I mean, this is, you know, where is this country really going at? I mean, as a country, we have to understand that keeping attacking the president, talking about that he's incompetent mentally to be president, and then attacking his appointee for the Supreme Court, and it's just like, you know, this Cory Booker, why would he have to have I don't know if he spells his name the first name the same way I spell. I hope not, because this is just a travesty. But it's a complete injustice to what we believe in as far as how the system of government should be ran. And it's just one thing after another. And then you have the liberals, and they interrupting things. You know, it's just a big circus, and it's, you know, and that's exactly what the liberals want. They want this circus and this stuff to make you look the other way. You know, I always say, you know, a lot of people make these type of situations, Kimberly, because that's what they want. They want you to look one way while they're doing something else. But I try not feed into all of this and get caught up in the shouting back and forth like we're kids. You know, my personal belief, and I this is not speaking for you, Tammy or Joe or whoever else is listening in the chat room. I thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And it's, you know, always a pleasure. But, you know, my belief is I don't deal with the standard politics anymore. I get my commentary on it because it's a waste of time, and it's like one side playing against the other. I was telling somebody this story the other day, and sum this up real quick. You know, I used to be a big fan of pro wrestling, Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik. So one day I was walking down the street, and me and my mom had took me to the wrestling match, and I'm walking down the street from Madison Square Garden, and I see the Iron Sheik and Hulk Hogan in the restaurant eating dinner. And I'm like, I thought they should be mad with each other. Well, it's just like politics. Politics is the same way. These guys, when they take off their you know, change into their night clothes or whatever, they all wear the same uniform. So it's all for, I think it's just all for a circus. And, you know, let's just get down to the bottom of really what it is. And all it is playing liberal against conservative, Christian against atheist, you know.
But it's even more ridiculous. I agree with you, but it's even more ridiculous because, as usual, they're just straight up lying to this guy's face. They're lying about his record. They're making accusations of him that aren't true. And then they have all these psychopaths in the audience screaming out things and yelling things, disrupting the entire hearing. And it's all, those people are doing that because they're probably being paid for it, but also because they're being lied to by Democrats about everything that's going on.
I think it's more what you said at first. They're being paid to do certain things because most people that have a life or they have most people that's retired that's not doing anything like that, and most people that have a job is at work. So you know, you can kind of put it together. Yeah. You know exactly why these people are doing the things that they're doing. It's not. I don't think it's because of party or whatever like that or what they're saying about this man. I think they're paid antagonists, and that's why they're brought in.
That's true. That's a good point. The left has been paying hacktivists for a really, really super long time. So that is very true.
One name, George Soros. George Soros.
Oh, yes, he's well known for spending all kinds of money, paying people to do all kinds of really nasty things on the left. Yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But, they're causing quite the show, although I don't think it's doing Democrats any favors, to be honest with you. I think they're embarrassing themselves and making themselves look bad, and then these other people are making them look worse as well. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, to sit up and just to go back and forth, and we already know what this is. This is just a regular, ordinary politics. You know, it wouldn't have mattered if President Trump had endorsed Donald Duck or put anyone else up there. They would have something to say about that also. So,
yep.
You know, we just have to go through the trials and tribulations about things like this. I just hope that the best comes out of it, and that he can get this gentleman in, because his record is impeccable. I would question some of his dealings with some people of the world government persuasion, but I won't get into that right now. But you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we need some conservative judges, most definitely.
Well, you know what? It shouldn't even be a matter of left or right or Democrat or Republican. Anyone who sits on the Supreme Court, the standard should be they will uphold the Constitution, period. Nothing else. Nothing. Party doesn't matter. Nothing else. They should be upholding the Constitution. And the problem is we have a few on there that don't. They are activist judges.
Right. And that's what the problem is. No one's judged upon their morals or judged upon their record or anything. It's about party affiliation or basically trying to be an activist for certain things that they believe in instead of upholding the law as they're sworn to do. But, you know, that's just about anything that we have nowadays, especially if you work in the FBI or any of the other law enforcement agencies that's federal.
Oh, yeah. It's been every area has become so politicized now that I don't know how people get anything done. But we'll be right back with our guest, Corey Duncan. Don't come back. We'll be catch us back on the flip side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. It remains a mystery who the source is for the New York Times op-ed piece slamming President Trump. The president will visit the crash scene and memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania this 9/11. Tuesday marks 17 years since radical Islamic terrorists hijacked planes and flew them into the Twin Towers in New York City and the Pentagon in Washington, D.C.
I saw some incredible answers to very complex questions. He's an outstanding intellect. He's an outstanding judge.
And President Trump weighing in on the Kavanaugh hearing today. He is the president's pick for the Supreme Court, replacing Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, who retired.
The other side is grasping at straws, and really the other side should embrace it, because you're never going to find better in terms of talent or intellect than what you have in Brett Kavanaugh.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
With Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, and I am here with Corey Duncan. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check out therealside.com. Now, Corey, you know, we were just talking about how, you know, they're acting all crazy, and they might be, they're probably paid agitators, but a lot of this is spilling out into other regular type, you know, mom and pop town areas. In Wyoming, just the other day, the Wyoming GOP opened up an office in Laramie, Wyoming. And they opened up this office, and 2 days later, there was a fire in it, which basically destroyed the inside and did a lot of damage to the inside. But that was in Wyoming, which is a super, super duper, super duper red state. And someone was committing acts of violence against a Republican organization there. That's kind of scary.
Well, I mean, I'm not at all surprised by this, because this type of behavior is running rampant, especially with people. When society becomes very emotional about things, and a lot of times people become emotional about things is because they're enthusiastic about something, but they need to find out what they're being enthusiastic about, whether it's going to become physical, mental, you have to understand where a lot of people are driven to do some of the psychotic and some of the absolute, just bizarre behavior of some people, like to do things of that nature. And it's just, I'm not surprised. Actually, it's going to get worse before it gets better, because we have a lot of people that, you know, as I always say on this show, that you have a lot of patriots. You have a difference between Democrats, Republicans, patriots, socialists. You have a lot of difference between, it's a lot of groups of people out here. It's a lot of factions. And we also have it on the right also, where we have people that attend events, and they come, and instead of, you know, having, you know, no one can hear what someone's shouting over each other. And that's the educated, right. And to have something like that, you have to have an educated conversation. We can agree to disagree, but we don't have to take and make things physical, because at the end of the day, we're still all God's children. We're still all human beings. And you have to respect people, even if they have different political views. And that's what the problem is in this country, is that I don't think, I'll give you this example. Colin Kaepernick, he can be the biggest you-know-what ever, and whatever he wants to say, that's fine. You know, that's why I wish the president, somebody would take his phone and not tweet so much about things, because that's how, you know, if he says apples, oranges, pears, they turn around and say pears, oranges, you know, and it's like, it's up into something.
Yes.
If Colin Kaepernick wants to say this, and that, hey, personally, if I was the president, I would say, hey, you know, that's his view, that's his point of view, I disagree, and let's move on with it, instead of just sit. You know, that's one thing that I've learned, and my dear wife, Anna, has told me about getting into situations with people of insignificance. Some listen to me, some listen to Joe, some listen, you know, and that's fine. I don't have a problem about people agreeing or disagreeing with me, as long as we are disagreeing and disagreeing about views and about things. You know, we're going to disagree and then come out with a positive initiative. Like I had, you know, from arguing about, you know, this party or whatever like that, and to make it about the young conservatives of America and the youth of America, then I don't have a problem about sitting up and arguing. But to get back to your statement, yeah, it's you know, I'm not surprised by none of this. It's going to get even more hectic and more crazy.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot of people out here that hear, they listen to things, but they don't understand. People can listen to things, but some people you have to explain to them, because you know, you got a lot of people that's smart, but they're not intelligent, and that's what the problem here is.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just, you know, for the people that say love Trump's hate all the time, they're awfully violent. You know what I mean? And this wasn't the only place. So the Wyoming GOP office, that was a fire. I mean, someone actually lived upstairs, has an apartment upstairs that could have actually been hurt. But then there was another incident in July in Nebraska where a brick was thrown through a window and a spray-painted message of abolish ICE was left. A North Carolina GOP office was firebombed in 2016. I saw, as a matter of fact, right here in New Hampshire, I forget what they wrote, but they spray-painted on their office, too. It's like, can't you just disagree? And if you disagree, go to the polls and show it in your vote. You know, get out there, get out the vote for the opposite person that you want to be in office instead of Republican or Democrat or whatever. But there's never, ever, ever room for violence. You know, it's okay to disagree, and it's okay to be angry in your disagreement, but you could do it with words and with actions. But actions like getting out the vote, making changes in the legislature, fighting for good or bad legislation. But these people, they take it to an all-new low, and they are the ones who are dividing this country even more because of their active, incessant hatred and violence against someone they just simply disagree with.
Well, again, I totally agree with you. And it's just the mind thought of some people to make things so personal, and because, you know, we even had that in this party, in this grassroots, you know, our party, that you have people and you have one thought process of how you want to take your move part of the movement, and it's like everyone else wants to degrade you, they want to discredit you, and it's like, okay, well, you know, I don't hate or dislike anyone in this movement, because it's like this, until you start paying bills in my house and doing this, then it's serious. I mean, I don't take things that serious, but what I won't tolerate for anyone is to disrespect me or to disrespect anyone that's a part of this movement, because it's not that serious. And some people take it to heart, because, you know, we were talking about even between the break Tammy was talking about how straightforward she is, and I'm just straightforward. And a lot of people take what you say and they take it to heart. And there's nothing I can do about that, because if you ask me a question, I'm going to present it the way that I feel in my heart. And that's what you're supposed to do, because that's why, that's what makes you 100% real. It's not to be fake and phony. And I'm just not, you know, I'm just not like that. But the thing of it is, getting back to the point of hand, is that the mindset of a lot of people is they, you know, taking up position with all these factions, within all these parties and all these, yep. what we used to say back in the hood, these cliques. And so, you know, the thing of it is that is there's something positive and it's something about the young Americans. That's what we have to start at, because you have to understand all of this is going on with these adults firebombing and doing anything. You know, these kids see this. These children,
yes.
I mean, I'm talking about young Americans, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 25, 16 through 25 is looking at this. And what do they generally do when they see all of this crazy stuff going on? They mimic it because they don't understand and they're not being educated about that. There's other ways besides social violence and socially engineered violence, because that's exactly what it is. And the people on the right are to blame, some of them too, because they get caught up in this. Instead of taking, you know, nobody's saying you have to, you know, be a wuss. But the thing of it is that the fact that we fight them and we have been winning with what? The truth. And they don't have any talking points. So, you know, let's roll with that. Because you can't, because it's a what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, two people can't argue. I mean, one person can't argue. It has to be two people. And if you're arguing, if you're arguing, it's only one person. Then we need to find out where, you know, what your address is so we can get you to...
Okay, wait a minute. I do that sometimes. I argue with myself sometimes.
Well, as long as you don't answer yourself, I'm telling you, as long as you don't answer, I don't have a doctorate, but I have a master's in psychology. So let me say this. As long as you don't answer yourself, you're okay. But if you start answering yourself, Kim, we can have a problem, sweetheart.
Right? Oh. Yeah, no, I don't remember it being like this 10 or 15 years ago. And maybe that's because I was just a regular American, not involved in politics at all, even though I voted and watched the news and all that stuff. I wasn't so in tune with it as I am now. But hey, you know what? Stick around. We'll be right back with Corey Duncan, and we'll talk about some more stuff of the day.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
With Joe Messina. Sorry, producer Tammy. I was getting into that song because it's a good one. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check out therealside.com. I am here with Corey Duncan. He is the part of the Grassroots Conservative Association, and he is also known as the Mad Black
Man. Wait.
I say it, and I see it all the time.
Mad Black Conservative.
That's what it is. I know I'm saying it. I'm like, I know I'm going to say it wrong, and I see it all the time, and when I listen to the show when you're on it, everything. So you know, Corey, you were making a good point, and You said you'll come on with me for the next hour, and we'll talk about some more stuff that's in the news. But you were making a really good point about talking about youth and kids and how the adult behavior actually reflects to these kids, and kids are watching this and thinking, hey, that's okay, when we all know as adults it's not.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know for a fact that we got a couple people that maybe not listen to this right away, but they, because they have school tomorrow and their parents, but their parents said they sit down and they listen to the show after, like the next day on YouTube. And the thing with this, because you don't see them in the chat room, doesn't mean that people does not hear what we're talking mm-hmm. about and what we're saying. Just because you see five people don't mean five people is listening. There's other people that listen after this show. So the thing yep. with it is that even with other things, children, and especially the conservative, not all conservative, but the youth that we work with in Texas, along with the Grassroots Conservative Association group, which is headed by me and my beautiful wife, Anna, we have stepped away from the politics, and we only deal with the youth of America. We give commentary on it, but we don't do any speaking or anything like that. You know, we're not into that. God bless anyone else that's a part of that. They're activists, and that's their route, and that's their choice. God bless them, and we support them, and you know, continue on with your part of the movement, and we continue with our part of it because we mm-hmm. got tired of having all these knife marks in our back and stuff like that, and the jealousy and the envious people and the feminists. Yeah, you got right wing feminists too and stuff. So I won't get into that because I promised Anna that I'm not going to touch upon that anymore because and things are moving so awesome. My beautiful daughter Cornessa, who will be the keynote speaker this weekend at a youth rally, Young Americans Summit. That's in Texas, El Paso, Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. She is
oh, wow.
a keynote speaker, and she's only 16, and she has to act together more than a lot of these conservative podcasters and broadcasters that claim, that's out here chasing fame, but trying to get paid. She's an actor, and that's what we want. We don't want it to be about us. We want it to be about young people like herself. And another young lady and young man that we're bringing up. But just if you're in Texas, El Paso, you can always, if you're trying to come to the event this weekend, you can reach us at our website, www.conservativegen.com, or you can catch us on Grassroots Conservative Association group on Facebook. And check us out because we're on the move and we're doing a lot of awesome things. I don't know if everyone heard. You heard, Kimberly, about the awesome news last week that I'm opening up two schools and College Station in River Oaks, Texas, suburb of Houston, two conservative, Christian conservative prep schools for conservative studies, and they're opening up in the fall of 19.
Wow.
I dug deep down in my pockets to get both of these schools started. And the thing of it is, I don't mind because you can't take money with you. You can't do anything. Look, I want something that, you have a lot of people, Kimberly, and I'm not going to take up a lot of time saying this, but what I'm going to say is this. You have I'm talking to the people that's in this chat room and talking to the people that's outside this chat room that's listening on other people's pages or that's eavesdropping. Here's the thing. When this movement reaches a pinnacle and it's reaching a crossroads where one day we're not going to be here and these young people are going to be here, I want to leave a legacy behind that says that the preservation that, somebody stood up and fought for them. Somebody stood mm-hmm. up and educated them instead of saying
right.
that we came to a rally pumping our fists and all of us trying to outdo each other or whatever instead of making this about the young people. And that's the thing that burns me up the most about some people that's trying to make a buck or trying to look for fame off of this. These young people are looking at you and you wonder why all of them are liberal. The ones that they talk about, they like socialism, because guess what? While you were doing that, they're listening to the liberals, and the liberals are sitting down educating them. That's why I say I wanted to really start about these schools, but, take a good hard look at yourself for all these patriots that claim they're conservative and they're patriots. It's a difference. I like patriots. I love patriots. Conservatives, mm-mm. What me and Anna learned is that a lot of conservatives are brought and paid for, and they are not in this for the movement. They're in it for their own purpose or whatever like that. What legacy would you leave behind when this is all said and done? What, to be on Fox, or to be on this show, or to be on that show, or is it going to be that these kids are conservative. I mean, we're so far behind the eight ball, it's unbelievable. That's why I say my life and our dedication to this is exactly what it is. We're not dedicated to a party. We're dedicated to a movement, and that's heart, mind, and soul.
Well, and that's,
we're about God, country, and family.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, so many kids are in public education and, you know, yeah, there's some really good teachers, but then there's the whole slew of teachers that are just following what they're told or they go right along with the left wing teachings, which, you know, lie about history, don't teach about values of this country. And, you know, that's exactly where it starts. You have to, we've lost, well, at least two generations. Almost. Mm-hmm. How many more are we going to lose until people start stepping up like you're doing?
Right. We're losing them because there's no one to educate them. We're too busy trying to, you know, like, as I always say, there's a difference between an educator and an activist. An activist brings awareness to a problem. An educator figures out what to do about the problem. And I'm sorry. We got a lot of people that's in this movement that's on the right. And they feel as though that they're doing this and they're doing that. And it's like, okay, I look back 3 months ago and play tapes that you even played or 4 months ago or a year ago. And it seems like you're in the same place that you were. You know, what are we doing? What are we doing? These young and young people are study getting caught up in this liberalism and they're not being taught exactly what the devil liberalism is. And it's just like, okay, someone got to take and stand up for them and educate them. And you know what? That's why I say this youth movement Saturday. Hey, look, 1 week it was 60, maybe be 100 this time. Hey, look, it doesn't matter. As long as we got the ball rolling, we're doing something instead of blah, 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 and the regular stuff that we can turn on Fox and look at. Nah, come on, man. Come on, let's do something different. We got a lot of people that's in this movement.
And that's the thing. It starts with education. I mean, kids are being taught the wrong things and things that are not actually necessarily true, or they're not taught the good things about this country. They need to be taught why this country was founded, and they need to be taught all the good things. Yeah, they need to be taught the bad things too, but they all go hand in hand. You can't just teach them one without the other, and they need to be taught the truth. And that's
Amen.
That's where it starts. You're right. You're right. Now, tell us where people can find information out about the event and also your organization.
You can come to our Facebook page, Grassroots Conservative Association group on Facebook, or you can come to our brand new awesome website that was put together by my awesome wife, Anna, www.conservativegen.com. We ask
that's
everyone
great.
Come, and we're a nonprofit based out of Houston, Texas. Good night. God bless.
And no, well, we're still going. But sorry. So what do you guys have planned for this weekend?
This weekend is a young Americans Youth Summit that's in Texas, El Paso. This is all about hearing the voice of the young conservatives. This will basically be a Q&A also about the Constitution and also about the about what's going on with the conservatism, well, you know, the preservation of our young people as far as about speaking out about different issues that we like to hear about. And we all like, you know, one thing is you got to listen to these children and find out exactly what's on their mind. And a lot of them have a lot of good ideas. And a lot of them are our next leaders, maybe our next president, maybe our next governor. You never know. But guess what? We're gonna definitely educate them. That's for sure.
No, and that's, and again, like you said, that's where it starts, because we don't want them turning into the ignorant, misinformed adults that we see gathering around and causing disruptions at these hearings for no reason. That's not helping us out. So listen, thank you so much for joining us. I hope people go check out your website. You're going to be here at the other side of the hour so we can talk about some more current events and things that are going on. And we'll be right back. Go to the website, check out the stations and times, get yourself a drink, relax, and keep the defibrillator. I can't even say it, Joe. Defibrillator close at hand, and come on back.